Hello, I'm Jackie Broach, and this is First Friday with Georgetown County. Our first guest today is familiar to all of you if you've been to this show before. This is Brandon Ellis. He is our Emergency Services Director and our Emergency Manager. So, Brandon, we are at an important time of year for our area. You want to tell us a little about what started this week?
Yeah, so Sunday, the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season began. We are ramped up and ready to go. All of our preparedness initiatives here at the Emergency Operations Center are in place. And we are constantly monitoring the Atlantic and hoping for the best and hoping for no tropical activity in the near future.
Well, I don't monitor quite as closely as you do. I doubt anybody does. But it looks like we are, again, expecting an above average prediction for hurricane season this year.
Yes, the NOAA forecast for this year is for a slightly above average season, about a 60% chance of an above average season. But I caution everyone, you know, take that forecast into consideration for planning, but also remember that it only takes one storm to drastically reshape our coastline and impact our lives forever. So we plan for that one storm, and we make sure that we convey to the public that they plan for that one storm as well.
And I mean, that one storm doesn't have to be a Cat 5 to be devastating for our area, correct?
Right. You know, and we also encourage folks, don't focus on the category of storm. Category of storm only really emphasizes the wind speed factor. Storms have many, many more characteristics associated with them that we plan for that can cause damage, most notably being storm surge. So, you know, a low category storm, even a tropical storm, can bring devastating storm surge. So focus on the impacts. If a storm does threaten our coast this season, we will convey, you know, what impacts we expect and what measures you should take to be safe.
Anybody who was here back in 2015 remembers the devastating flooding we had. That came from Tropical Storm Joaquin, correct?
Correct. And it was never made landfall here. It was actually hundreds of miles offshore. So These tropical cyclones don't have to impact us directly to bring direct impacts here. And it's not just a coastal thing either, as we experienced with Joaquin. The impacts from a tropical cyclone can extend well inland and can last, you know, even days after a landfalling storm.
Yeah, and back in 2015, I mean, it was well after the storm had passed our area. It was days after, if not a week or more, before that devastating flooding started coming down our way. So we just never know what these storms are going to do. They can be very unpredictable, even with the science that we have these days.
Right. Yeah, you know, I mean, even a storm that impacts the western portions of the state, all of that water has to come through those river systems and makes its way down to the coast. And fortunately for us, on a daily basis, we have, you know, those major waterways that allow us to recreate and enjoy our little slice of paradise here in Georgetown County. But following a major storm, a lot of that water is going to make its way down here, and we're going to feel those impacts away from the coast as well.
Yeah. So we always obviously have our fingers crossed that we won't have any hits or major impacts this year. But we always want to be prepared. That is obviously your job. Your top priority is preparedness. So what would you tell people that they need to be doing right now before a storm hits to make sure that they are ready?
So we really have three tenets of emergency hurricane preparedness, rather. And those are have a plan, build a kit, and know your hurricane evacuation zone. If you have a plan and communicate that with your family, your friends, so that everyone knows what to do during an event, that'll be key. Build your emergency preparedness kit so that you have the supplies on hand that you need to help sustain life after an event, after a major event. That would be non-perishable food items, water, medication, cash, other things of that nature. We have a full list on our website. And then know your hurricane evacuation zone. We have three hurricane evacuation zones in Georgetown County. And anytime there's an evacuation issued, it's going to be issued by hurricane evacuation zone. So if you know your zone, you'll know if it is time for you to evacuate. And as long as you evacuate appropriately, you'll be safe.
And in Georgetown County, I mean, there obviously are plenty of ways to find your zone, but there's a really easy one that you can do just driving around your neighborhood, right?
That's right. So in Georgetown County, if you live on a public roadway in Georgetown County that is within a hurricane evacuation zone, it is identified by a color-coded band at the top of your street sign that also has a alphanumeric indicator. So, you know, if you live in zone A, you're going to see a red band around the top of a street sign with a white A on it. And same with zones B and C with the appropriate colors listed. So that's one way you can do it. You can also go to our website, GTCounty.org/GCEMD, and click on the Know Your Zone tab, and it's going to take you to the portal where you can enter your address, and it'll tell you exactly what your hurricane evacuation zone is.
Yeah. So bookmark that site, but I also want everybody to make sure that they are following your page on Facebook. I think you're at facebook.com/GCEMD.
That's correct. Yeah, we anytime there's a storm that's threatening our coastline, or even, you know, active in the Atlantic, we're going to share information there about that storm. When there's not anything threatening our coastline during hurricane season, we do our tropical tips on Thursdays. So we have some sort of preparedness initiative information available for you. We just finished our Hurricane Preparedness Month initiative, where we posted daily a hurricane preparedness tip throughout the month of May. So lots of information there. You can go back and look at historical information that we posted, or stay tuned for things throughout the hurricane season, which does run until November 30th.
So not just for hurricane season two, Brandon posts lots of weather alerts and important information throughout the year. So I really, anybody who is on Facebook, please make sure that you go and follow that page, facebook.com/GCEMD. I want you, of course, to be watching the weather and making sure that you are staying updated. But I promise you, Brandon is watching it more closely than anybody else out there.
Absolutely.
So let him help you out by giving you that vital information on Facebook, and also check our website for updates there. Brandon, anything else you would like to tell people as we get started with hurricane season?
You know, just don't wait until it's too late. Go ahead and make your preparations today. Prepare your home, prepare your family. If you're a business owner, prepare your business as well. If you have a need for a preparedness briefing, want additional information provided for, you know, your individual group, whether it's a civic group, an HOA, or even your office staff, reach out to us. We have a link on our webpage where you can complete a speaker request form, and we'll come out and tailor a preparedness briefing specifically for your audience.
Yeah, that is a wonderful free service that Brandon and his team of one other person in emergency management provide here. I don't know how you do everything that you guys do. Thank you so much for taking care of us here in Georgetown County.
We work very hard. We're very passionate. And it's a true team approach. And it's very important that we do our job, but residents and visitors also do their job and get prepared before a storm threatens.
All right. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Thank you, Jackie.
Our next guest is another regular here, Beth Goodall, our director of Georgetown County Parks and Recreation. Beth is here to talk today about some water safety and other water-related events that we have right now. So, Beth, this was the first week of our new swim safety lessons that we're having in the rural parts of the county. We started at Andrews Recreation Center. And tell me a little bit about that program.
Yes, so this is the first week of our new Pool on Wheels initiative. We are so grateful to have the opportunity to bring together funders along with the Y and Williamsburg and Georgetown counties. This program has been in use in Charleston County for a number of years. Beaufort County also has a Pool on Wheels program. And, you know, with so many rural folks spread across our county and transportation issues, you can't always get to where you can have swimming lessons. And so we're very excited to bring this to the rural communities.
So I was out last month while they were actually assembling the pool. It was a really neat process to watch. And of course, throughout this week, we've had kids ages, I think it's 5 to 15.
Yes.
They've been taking lessons, having a great time pulling off in this warm weather. And we are going to do another week in Andrews. And then I think the next 2 weeks are in Shopee, and we do still have spots open. So you can still sign up to have your kids participate in these great free swim lessons, right?
Absolutely. There are a few spots left. I've been out and watched the kids in the water. The smiles are amazing. They were comfortable on day one. Great instructors. The Y actually provides the instructors, and recreation staff is there to assist. And we're hosting the pool at the Andrews Regional Recreation Center. And then it will move on the 12th to Choppy Regional Recreation Center. We'll be there for 2 weeks, and then we'll go to Williamsburg County for a month.
So you mentioned earlier that water safety is kind of a really high priority for you and Georgetown County Parks and Recreation. Tell us why.
Absolutely. Water safety, or at least having the skills to save yourself, so important. It's a life skill that everyone needs to obtain, especially in a county like Georgetown with five rivers, the ocean, creeks, ponds. There's water everywhere in Georgetown County, and we certainly want every citizen to at least be able to save themselves. And then once they've gotten to that skill level, we'd love to see folks go beyond so that they then can get out and enjoy all of these wonderful natural resources.
Yeah. So you mentioned when we were watching the pool get set up that now that we have it, this opens perhaps the possibility, the door to future opportunities for water safety.
Certainly hope so. This is our first year. And like I said, the Y is providing the instructors. So for this first year, we're concentrating on that under 15, the 5 to 15 age group. But I would love to see us be able to expand ours and have senior opportunities to get in the pool, adult opportunities. Nobody is too old or too young to learn how to swim or to at least learn basic skills. And we'd love to be able to open that up to additional age groups.
And there are lots of adults who never learned and need to learn. I was in college before I learned, so it's not uncommon, but like you said, with so much water around, everybody here really needs to know how to swim.
Absolutely.
So I hope that we are able to offer those opportunities later. And while we're on the topic of water, we just had a ribbon cutting for our new splash pad over at the Chaffee Regional Recreation Center.
Yes, we did. We're so excited to have that facility. It's our first splash pad in Georgetown County that's run by Georgetown County. It's just a beautiful facility. Lots of children have been out there already enjoying it. We soft opened Memorial Day weekend, and even though it was a little cool, there were a number of kids out there playing in cool, cloudy weather. So we're really excited to have that addition.
That's great. So that is open to anybody. It's free. There's no price for admission or anything. And the hours are 7 days a week
from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Okay, that's great. All right, well, Beth, thank you so much. Is there anything else going on at Parks and Recreation for the summer that we need to know about?
Lots going on, as usual. We are starting volleyball camp. It will run all through the month of June. So that's for youth. And then next month, we're already registering for flag football. We'll do youth sports conditioning. There's going to be some special campfire activities at some of our rural parks for families or folks of all ages. Our goat paddles, we've got a number of paddles coming up, both daytime, evening, and weekend opportunities for all ages to get out and enjoy a paddle. Lots of classes in the rec centers too, everything from line dancing to all kinds of exercise programs. So lots of things for everybody. Just check us out on Facebook or on the county website.
Well, speaking of goat, Georgetown Outdoor Adventure Trails, for anybody who does not know, come on out and join the herd. We did just get 2 trail-rated wheelchairs to add to the program.
We absolutely did. Another great partnership. Those were donated to us, and we're very excited to have them. They'll open up the trails for folks that weren't able to be out there. They've got the wheels that make them easier to use on a trail or out in the wilderness, so to speak. They're very excited to add those.
So you heard it here. There are lots of things going on this summer that you can do. Most of them are free or have a very small nominal charge to participate. Beth, thank you for everything that you do for us and all the opportunities you provide for youth and adults in our county.
Thank you.
Our next guest is a first-timer on this podcast. Meet Giovanna Davis. She is our new videographer with the Georgetown County Library System. Giovanna, welcome, and thank you for coming to talk with us. We are talking with Giovanna today about the inaugural Juneteenth Festival that we're going to be having at, I think it's Southern Georgetown Library?
No, it's at the Georgetown Main Library.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, things have been growing, and so we needed more space. We feel like it would be more accessible to the public if it can be at the Georgetown Main Library with the new renovations. So, yeah, it's going to be at the Georgetown County Main Library June 7th 14th, 16th, and 17th.
Well, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that it has kind of taken off, especially being that this is the first year.
Indeed, indeed. Every day we get calls, people interested in being speakers and presenters, are doing workshops, are adding on to the vendor list. I had two this morning to add on.
That's incredible.
Within itself, yes.
So tell me about some of the events that are going to be taking place on these days.
Okay, so June 7th is more of an indoor day where we have different presentations. We have an art exhibit that runs all day with Miss Natalie Days, and she's showing off a new series of her artwork.
She's a fantastic artist. I love Natalie.
She is, and I believe this new series goes along with a book, so it's very fitting for the library setting. We will also be having speakers like Dr. Betty Dees Clark, who is over the 31 a.m. churches here in Georgetown County. We also have people like Steve Williams, a great historian and author here mm-hmm. in Georgetown. He's going to be doing a writer's workshop called Writing Through Your Trauma and Through Traumatic Experiences. Throughout this whole festival, one thing that we wanted to address is not only the history of Juneteenth and what it means and what it is, but the different things that are often faced within the Black community to give a better understanding to those outside of the Black community and a better understanding for those who are in it as well.
And Juneteenth, of course, in recent years, it's become a little better known in, you know, the wide general public. Mm-hmm. But for anybody who doesn't know, can you just talk a little about Juneteenth and why that is an important holiday for us here?
Okay, so Juneteenth within itself, it used to be a saying throughout the Black communities, like, hey, we're just celebrating for the cookout because we weren't free. And so I guess Juneteenth was created to basically celebrate the emancipation of the slaves during that time in America.
Because Independence Day is when basically the white people
were independent.
Enslaved people were still enslaved until Juneteenth.
Right. And Juneteenth itself, the holiday, I believe it kicked off in Texas, if I'm not mistaken, but now it's celebrated on a national standpoint.
So it's also known as Freedom Day, mm-hmm. and it is very important in the African-American community.
Indeed, it is. Just to celebrate the liberation of the ancestors and, you know, celebrating their life and what they went through and the fact that, you know, this is our Freedom Day. This was our July 4th, and that's why we celebrate it today.
But of course, you know, we want everybody to come out and learn and take part.
Of course, because I think that when you have a better understanding of something, when you're educated in an area that you know, may have not been as educated in, it gives you a whole new greater respect and love for a culture, a greater understanding of, you know, the standpoint of where the culture is in this present day and time and why things are the way they are. And then the great thing about how we're doing it at Georgetown County Libraries, mm-hmm. We're celebrating the accomplishments. We're celebrating the hard times too. Like I said, Steve Williams will be coming in with his writer's circle, Writing Through Traumatic Experiences. So the things is, the goal here is to highlight the positive things into the community and the culture and the history, and also shed a new light on the things that aren't as highlighted, that are not as easy to talk about, to create a space where people feel comfortable to do so.
Yeah. Well, we will obviously have a list of all the different events and more information about this on our website, mm-hmm. gtcounty.org. So if anybody is interested in getting involved or anything, is there still time?
There is definitely still time. We're always accepting. Like I said, it's still growing. So you could give my county cell a call, 843-833-5992. If you would like to be a vendor, you can email me at jjdavis@gtcounty.org as well. We have vendor spaces open. We also want to hear from people in the community who have like an educational standpoint or educational background, who are able to, you know, contribute as maybe a presenter in some sort of way. If people would like to volunteer, well, you're welcome to come down and help because June 14th is going to be a massive day within itself. So yeah, please email me, call. Community involvement and engagement is what we're looking for here.
Okay, wonderful. Well, everybody, come on out on those dates, June 7th, 14th, and 21st. 16th.
16th and 17th.
16th and 17th. Mm-hmm. And take part in this wonderful first time for Georgetown County event.
Yes, ma'am.
As fast as it's growing, I'm sure that it's going to become an annual opportunity.
That's so what we're hoping.
I'm really excited about it. Thank you so much for coming on and talking with us about it.
No problem.
And we'll look forward to seeing more come out from the library's Facebook page and our website and everything.
Yeah, I'll be sending you a whole bunch of stuff this week.
Exceptional. Thank you so much.
Alrighty.
That's it for this month's episode of First Friday with Georgetown County. Thank you for listening. As always, I'd like to end with some events happening in the next few weeks. With summer here, there's a ton of stuff happening at our library branches. In addition to the Juneteenth festival activities happening at the main branch in Georgetown, families are invited to Family Craft Time and Escape Room Saturdays at the main branch. There will also be teen and tween laser cutting and engraving workshops at the Waccamaw branch on June 9th from 10 a.m. to noon. The kickoff for this year's summer reading program will be on June 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Georgetown branch and 2:30 to 4 p.m. at the Waccamaw branch. This year's summer reading theme is Color Your World, and fun activities will take place throughout the summer at all five of our library branches. Check out our calendar at gtcounty.org or contact your local branch for a full schedule and more information. The Board of Voter Registration and Elections will have its regular meeting on June 11th at 5:30 p.m. at the Elections Office. On June 19th, Georgetown County offices and most facilities will be closed for the Juneteenth holiday. County Council only meets once this month. That meeting will take place June 24th at 5:30 p.m. in the historic courthouse on Screven Street. The Planning Commission will meet that same week on June 26th, also at 5:30 p.m. in the courthouse. Looking ahead, county offices will be closed on Friday, July 4th, in observance of Independence Day. You can find more upcoming events and public meetings on our calendar at gtcounty.org. Please also keep up with us on social media and by subscribing to our monthly newsletter. As always, thank you for listening to this podcast. Join us again next month.